The economy will be front and center as the president makes the trip to Capitol Hill to address a joint session of Congress. Unemployment is falling, but not as quickly as Mr. Obama hoped. This threatens his re-election chances. But Congress has historically low approval ratings. Polls show that more than 80% of Americans disapprove of the job it is doing. In speeches across the country, Mr. Obama has targeted what he calls congressional dysfunction. On Saturday, the president issued a video message previewing broad themes of what he calls his blueprint for America's economy. He said it will be based on a speech he gave in Osawatomie, Kansas last year, in which he spoke about the importance of the middle class and fair play.
I talked in Osawatomie about this is a make or break moment for the middle class and folks trying to work their way into the middle class, because we can go in two directions. One is towards less opportunity and less fairness, or we can fight for where I think we need to go, building an economy that works for everyone, not just a wealthy few.
His preview did not contain the kind of fiery remarks he made last week about the political environment.
It's going to take more than a few years to meet the challenges that have been decades in the making. The American people understand that. What they don't understand is leaders who refuse to take action. They're sick and tired of watching people who are supposed to represent them put party ahead of country, or the next election before the next generation.
Mr. Obama said he will offer proposals to help U.S. manufacturing, boost the energy sector through alternative sources, and provide Americans with more education and training. Mr. Obama is likely to use the State of the Union address to list key accomplishments: health care reform, tightening controls on Wall Street, withdrawing troops from Iraq, setting the course toward a U.S. departure from Afghanistan, and the killing of Osama bin Laden. Dan Robinson, VOA News, The White House.